You're listening to Morning Edition here on WBIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And we are here, as always, with Bob Eye from Fox 56.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got snowed in and snowed out, and we all made it through so far.
It's been a week.
It has been a week, and there's been some cancellations, so that's really thrown off a lot of schedule.
Absolutely.
Throughout the local high school sports, you know, what's going on around here. So
Right. But the kids are troopers.
They are troopers. They want to play.
Yeah, they want to play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know, Bob, you want to start this week with high school basketball because we are coming down to the wire in some of the leagues.
We really are coming down to the wire. Yeah. All these games are now important. Mm-hmm. League championships on the line, district standings, mm-hmm. where you're going to be placed when you go to the district playoffs.
Right.
Every game is important right now.
Okay. The Pennsylvania Heartland Athletics Conference, you have a live game coming up Friday, correct?
We do. We're going to head out to Danville, and we're going to watch Lewisburg, who just the other night won the Pennsylvania Heartland Division II division.
Okay.
They're 13-4 overall, 8-0 in the division. Mm-hmm. So this will be a division game. And they, as I said the other night, they beat Mount Tourisville pretty handily. So they have clinched the division with even two games left. So they're going to have to play Danville. Cooper Mowry is one of the leading players. Leon Tucker Jr. Mm-hmm. is a great player for the Green Dragons. So we're going to see the best team in the Pennsylvania Heartland.
Okay.
Unfortunately, against one of the worst teams. That's the way the schedule goes.
Okay.
And fortunately, Danville's only won four games this season.
Right.
Mason Kingery leads the way, double-digit score, all-around great player. But the Ironmen just can't find that second score.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they just can't get it out of the 40s and 50s. They've already lost Lewisburg by 20. I know this doesn't help promote our game, but it's still you're going to see a great team in Lewisburg. And you never know.
Right.
Danville could pull off the upset at home. But we'll have to see what happens. So we'll be live on my TV, mm-hmm. WQMY, Friday at 7.
Okay.
And I had a chance to talk to both coaches, Leon Tucker from Lewisburg and Walt Patinsky from Ironman, earlier this week.
Okay, let's hear from them.
Well, we had a hard schedule to start our season. We had a very hard non-schedule, non-conference mm-hmm. schedule. So we played a lot of good teams. We were in a lot of tough battles. There were some where we didn't come away with the win. You know, a couple plays gone a different way, and we could have had those in wins. But we've learned from every loss we've had so far, and the goal is to continue to get better with each practice, with each game that we step on the floor. And it just seems like the kids are clicking at the right time. And what's been phenomenal for us over this last couple games is our defense has been great.
Early in the year, had some struggles trying to find our roles, which you're going to with a young team. We graduated a ton of great seniors last year, and you know, sometimes it takes a while. We had the blow when we lost our big man Ben Kozer early in the year, and I think that really set us back. And you know, I think we're playing better as the year's going on, but you know, we're figuring out our roles, and the sophomores are growing up a little bit.
All right, so Bob, it seems like Danville is a young team.
Yeah, they're a young team. You mentioned their big guy in the middle. He's a 6'7 sophomore. He got hurt in football season, mm-hmm. and he's a big athlete. He's a big kid.
Right.
That's a tough loss, trying to find the roles. But again, you never know with Danville. Maybe they'll pull off the upset against Lewisburg. And Lewisburg mm-hmm. now is qualified for the Heartland Conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
Four rounds. It's mm-hmm. two games, and they win a championship. It really doesn't count towards the record,
okay.
And that will start February 12th.
Okay, and that's Friday night, that game?
Friday night on my TV, WQMY, 7:30.
Okay, let's stay with high school basketball. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the girls and the pink game next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday. So we're going to have three games,
right.
and we'll talk about a few ones after this in
right.
less than a week because we had a cancellation on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately we can't make that game. We have to make that game up on my TV, WQMY, high school hoops. And so we're going to shift to next Thursday, February 1st, but the pink game.
Yes.
18th season mm-hmm. of the pink game, Abingdon Heights versus North Pocono.
North Pocono.
They raise money for Coaches versus Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The players go in the community. They do free throws.
Yeah.
And they raise a lot of money, sometimes near $20,000
wow.
for a charity that has been going around for almost 20 years and has raised almost $3 million
mm-hmm.
for the American Cancer Society. So we'll be live on the air. So that'll be next Tuesday at 7 on my TV, WQMY.
Excellent, sir. Okay.
Now we'll go to wrestling,
okay.
right? Okay. Wrestling. Duels coming up. So that's
okay.
team duels.
Yep.
Then the team duels go all the way to Hershey, and they start this weekend for almost every district. So District 4,
mm-hmm.
11, and, of course, District 2. So let's talk about District 4,
okay.
AA. Some of the best teams in the state come out of District 4 for years. Montgomery, Mifflinburg, and Montoursville all battle it out
mm-hmm.
to see who moves on into the state tournament. They're AA teams. There's 17 teams that will compete
right.
over 3 days
yep.
In Milton
mm-hmm.
and for the AA dual title in District 4.
Wow.
Go okay. to District 2. some really good teams as well. Right. Honesdale is a double-A team. They're the favorite, along with, I think, Abington Heights. That starts this weekend. And in triple-A, Hazleton will be the top seed. Walpole Pack's the defending champions. Mm-hmm. Abington Heights is right in there as well in triple-A. So a lot of team wrestling going on, some great duels. So once that's done, then we'll have individuals, and we'll talk about that later in the year. So wrestling's heating up. Mm-hmm. Swimming's heating up. It's really coming down to the wire here at the end of January.
Okay. Sir, how are the Penguins doing?
Well, good. Glad you asked.
Yeah.
They're off. They will play tomorrow night on Saturday. Yep. And they are now in second place, 3 points behind Providence, which is not unexpected because Providence has played less games a few weeks ago up to Wilkes-Barre. So Providence has made up that gap, and now they lead by three in the Atlantic Division standings.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a lot of hockey to play, one of the best teams in the AHL. So, again, you never know. They're playing really well.
Okay. Really quickly, we want to look ahead to the Super Bowl. And Northeastern Pennsylvania is, as we always say, the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got somebody going to the bowl.
Yeah, we do. New England Patriots, right? Yes, C.J. Dupree.
We do.
I've covered him since high school.
Yeah.
C.J.'s a great kid, comes from a great family. Mm-hmm. He is a tight end on the practice squad. So he's really a part of New England. You might not see him in the game, but he'll be practicing with the team.
Yeah.
And then he will get a Super Bowl ring if New England can pull off, I don't even know what this is now, 8, 9 Super Bowls?
Something like that.
What amazing comeback. And they've done a great job. I think Seattle's the favorite. I think Seattle's better offense.
Agreed.
I think Seattle's a better defense.
Yeah.
And that's quite a turnaround. Mike McDonald's doing fantastic work with the Seahawks.
Right.
And, you know, so it's East Coast versus West Coast.
Okay.
I'm going to root for West Coast. That's just me. I'm not a New England fan, but that's okay.
That's fair. No, I agree. I agree. I grew up in Western New York, so nobody in Western New York roots for New England.
No,
you just can't.
No.
You
but, hey, got Patriots, a lot of credit. Yeah. Drake May versus Sam Donald. Who had that on their bingo card at the beginning of the year?
Exactly.
Nobody. Nobody. Should be a good game.
All right. Sir, great to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
All right, folks. We will see you next week.